career advancement. Find out more at jobs.siemens-healthineers.com/careers.
Irish bike racing is back. Catch the Principal Insurance Masters Championship at Mandela Park, April 20th and 21st. 2 days of thrilling action featuring Principal Insurance Superbike and Supersport and Megabikes Super Twins. For tickets, see masterssuperbike.ie. Mandela
Park! Step into spring with Easy Living Interiors' incredible mid-season sale. Step into our showrooms and save with massive clearance discounts on sofas, dining, bedroom and accessories. Plus an extra 10% off all display furniture while stocks last. And step into your garden again with our stunning collection of summer-ready furniture. From chic dining sets to cozy loungers. The mid-season sale at Easy Living Interiors. Sandyford Nace, Liffey Valley and Gulliver's Retail Park Centre. Now on.
It's almost 8 o'clock with Noyx.ie. Step into elegance and comfort with our quality Swiss-made flooring options.
It's Noyx Newman. Kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Radio Nova Instant Traffic.
With Windsor, Airside, Nissan and Peugeot.
Where happy drivers save big with our certified scrappage scheme.
Windsor.ie.
Still reports of that crash in Kildare. It's on the Clane Relief Road close to Selbridge Roundabout. If anybody has any updates on that. Also, a few more busy spots. Drumcondra Road inbound now solid, we're told. From the train station, the Nace Road congested between Bluebell and Davitt Road junctions. And also Grand Canal inbound now congested between Harold's Cross, from Harold's Cross Bridge, rather. Any updates you have for us, 087-1818-100.
On FM, on your mobile, and on your smart speaker, Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
Radio Nova News, I'm John Hart. Drone attacks repelled in red, set to move on. Iranian state media reporting 3 drones have been destroyed over the central city of Isfahan overnight, with explosions heard by local residents near an airbase, while US sources suggest Israel were behind those attacks. No injuries reported. Nimrod Gorin is an expert in Israeli affairs at the Middle East Institute.
International diplomacy should now pitch in and make sure that this containment will actually take place, and that the language being used by both sides will not lead to the escalation or necessitate another phase of mutual attacks.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, meanwhile, says 6.5 months of Israeli military operations in Gaza have created a hellish reality with people facing starvation. Addressing the UN Security Council, Antonio Guterres warned the Middle East is on the brink of sliding into an extensive regional conflict. The home of the Minister for Integration was targeted by a group of protesters last night with banners attached to the railings outside Roderick O'Gorman's West Dublin home, calling on him to close the borders. A video posted on social media shows a number of people standing outside. Gardaí confirmed they maintained a presence until the group dispersed, but say they don't comment on the security arrangements of any individual or group. The government has been urged to offer a state apology to those affected by the Stardust fire after a jury found the 48 victims were unlawfully killed in February 1981, and the fire started as a result of an electrical fault. Samantha Mangan was 4 years old when she lost her mother, Helena.
Part of me is broken and I'll never be fixed. Never. No, it's just devastated me that much, but hopefully now I can move on. And after all this, for me, it was for me to be a better parent to my kids. And now I've got justice, I can focus on my own family and make sure my kids have the parents that I never got a chance to have.
Radio Nova News.
Live.
And speeding motorists will be targeted by Gardaí as part of the latest national slowdown day, which is underway since 7. The Gardaí operation centering on high visibility speed enforcement. Already 63 people have died on our roads in various traffic collisions. Last year saw 184 road deaths, 19% of an increase on the year before. That's your news for now.
Looking for great value car and home insurance? Say hello to OutSurance and our unique Out bonus that gives you 10% of your insurance premiums back in cash when you hold your policy claim free for 3 years. You always pay in, so why shouldn't you get something out? For a competitive quote, call OutSurance on 1800 600 400 or visit outsurance.ie. Out bonus calculated less taxes and levies. Exceptions, criteria, terms and conditions apply. Car and home insurance is underwritten by OutSurance DAC. OutSurance DAC trading as OutSurance is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Radio Nova.
Sport with Peak Windows and Doors. Your home, our pride. Now open Sundays. Peakwindows.ie.
Soccer, the UEFA Europa League final at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin next month will not host a Premier League club after both Liverpool and West Ham bowed out of the quarterfinal stage. The Reds went out tamely 3-1 on aggregate following a 1-0 victory over Italy's Atalanta after an early Mo Salah penalty. Jurgen Klopp, though, while disappointed, says he's moving on quickly.
He had not a great week last week, obviously. This If he won Russell Stahl for the rest of the season with a good result and a good performance, and that's how we see it.
A 1-1 draw for West Ham against Bayer Leverkusen. I mean, the Hammers drop out 3-1 on aggregate with the German champions onwards towards the semi-final with Roma. Better news for Aston Villa, whose Argentine stopper Emi Martinez repeated his World Cup final heroics with two penalty saves in their shootout victory over Lille to reach the Conference League semi-finals after a 2-1 defeat. Here at home, league leader Shelburne head west without any supporters, facing Galway United this evening. Shells issuing a lifetime ban to the supporter who struck an official recently. Derry City in second welcome the champion Shamrock Rovers. Bohemians in form at the moment face off against Drogheda United and St Patrick on Waterford. Rock bottom Dundalk go to Sligo. In golf, Seamus Power will look to continue his strong start to the RBC Heritage in South Carolina. He's two off the early leader JT Poston after an opening round 865. Rory McIlroy part of a group which is two strokes further back.
Radio Nova weather
with quotedevil.ie.
For car insurance, van insurance or home insurance, call the Quote Devil. Unless, of course, you've got money to burn.
The Quote Devil's always got one hell of a quote.
Quote Devil Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
A fairly dull start with plenty of drizzle about this morning, but cloud will break up through the afternoon. Sunshine set to develop with top temperatures amid light winds of 13 or 14 degrees Celsius. You're up to date on the home of the Nova Noise. Your new first play to win comes at 7:30 on Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
And here we go.
Another hour of serial messing starts now.
With PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
Right, okay. Welcome along to the Radio Nova Kitchen. As always, straight away, let me tell you that Clint, our man at the movies, is filming this for Instagram Live, and it's well worth checking it out because we are in the company of a proper baker today. The Artie Baker is what he would be known as. Roman Tessier is his name. French baker of such repute. I tell you something. We're talking head baker at the likes of the Savoy Hotel and Hotel Cafe Royal in London. And I think it's probably fair to say, Roman, that this creation that you're going to do for us is not something that would ever have appeared on one of your normal menus, would it?
Definitely not. No, it's a first. I haven't tried it, so I don't know. Yeah.
Have you? I mean, is there anything that ever gets deep fried in your world?
No, I don't have a deep fryer.
Yeah. Funny
right.
Enough,
so we are, and to be fair to, we are kind of destroying one of his creations for this purpose.
French cuisine doesn't seem to rely too much on boiling oil. Yeah.
We'll talk to Roman about all of the genuine stuff that the Artie Baker does. But what is it that PJ is going to do today then?
Deep fried cookie dough, then with a chocolate sauce, a bit of powdered sugar in the tank. Yeah.
Wow, do you know something? Just listening to a man say it sounds great.
Doesn't it? Yeah, yeah.
I want to eat
even
it.
Even though
now.
He's trying to say it with a lack of enthusiasm. It still sounds fantastic.
Just it sounds better coming from him. Right, so you've prepared something. What exactly have you prepared then for PJ to do?
So I brought the cookie dough. So we're going to roll the cookie balls together and then dip them in the batter, fry them, and decorate them.
Excellent. Right, okay, right. Well, let's get going then, PJ. You get on the case then. So the gloves are going on.
Nice. I have to go to a confirmation lately now, so I can't get this all open. I'm all dressed up.
Oh, that's you dressed for, is it?
Yeah. This
oh,
is
well
dressed,
done.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I'm in my new runners.
Right. So so the cookie dough that you prepared, that's okay, that's in here now. So it's important that it's chilled, is it? Oh, look at that. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. They actually look edible as they are, to be perfectly honest with you.
But anyway.
I just took them from the bakery this morning. So just the cookie dough we normally do in the bakery, you know.
Oh, amazing.
So you said he's going to roll them, yeah?
Yeah, so grab the balls.
Yeah. Right. Grab the balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And try to make them as round and as shiny as mine.
Round and shiny.
Yeah, if you can.
As romance.
Well, yeah, after the wax job I got last week. I'm getting better at that.
Nice.
Definitely getting better at that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can I just point out, PJ, you're considerably slower.
Am I? Well, in fairness, I'm up against a professional here, but...
Okay, how many are we going for? What's?
I've got eight. I just got a bit of extra, but I think we'll do five.
Okay. At most,
five,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I love the way you said five, just because that's literally the number we're on at the moment.
There
yeah. So that suits. That fails. Yeah.
In other words, moving along swiftly.
Words, yeah. In other words, I've had enough of this. He's taking less.
So nice, shiny round bowls. All right. So this is down. We'll keep it aside.
Very nice.
So we have a batter that I've prepared this morning in the kitchen.
Okay, and this any kind of like special type of batter or?
No, no, no. This is flour, a bit of sugar, a bit of salt, baking powder, and milk.
Very lovely. Good, okay. Very good, right.
Excellent. Right, okay, so we're the dipping process.
The dipping process, you grab the balls, dip them in the batter, just like that. Maybe I'll use a spoon.
All right. This
that looks like quite a thick batter, is it?
Yeah. It is, actually, as I said, it's the first time I'm doing it.
I find it very hard to get it right. Sometimes it's like milk, and other times it's like cement, you know. Oh, I'll put this down, will I?
Yeah, it's straight away. There you go.
Look at that.
It won't come off the spoon. Oh, it is. Yeah.
were you secretely hoping for a disaster there, Wade?
I love disaster.
Because you're dealing with a professional
here.
It's a professional.
If we did this one time and, you know, someone made a mistake that wasn't me. But that just never happens.
No, that's not really going to be the case.
It just never happens.
No. Okay, so at this stage, I think we need to hand PJ the spoon. And
I'll give this a go.
Because, in fairness, it's all going too well, really. We need this to... Right, how's his technique?
It's pretty good. Yeah. Not too much batter. There you go.
There's a million stone on that.
Do the wipe off on the side like Roman did.
I was telling jokes with you. I don't know what he did. Okay.
And what sort of time are we thinking for the frying process?
I think just a few minutes. Just to fry the batter. It's cookie dough at the end. You can just eat it like that, you know?
Yeah. You don't even have to cook it really, do you?
Yeah, it's just to make it crispy around.
Excellent.
Yeah, and melt the chocolate a little bit.
Fantastic. Yeah. Right, okay.
Lovely. Okay, they're in. Right, so that'll give us an opportunity to let them cook away. And we're going to get Roman and indeed his lovely wife, Suzanne, into the studio. We're going to chat about all the brilliant stuff that goes on properly at the Artie Baker.
Nothing
to do with deep frying.
We're also going to bring in a bag of the stuff he actually likes to sell, because that stuff's really good.
My love, lover, I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind,
my will lead to paradise whenever I'm with you. Ride on. Well, I will ride on down the road. I will find you. I will hold you. I'll be there. It's long. Well, it's a mighty long road, but I'll find you. I will hold you and I'll be there.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. Other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love leading your way. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love leading your way.
My time, well, it's a never-ending helter-skelter. We'll be out whatever the weather. My heart, my boom, boom heart. It's a beat and it's a thumping and I'm alive.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time between it's all in that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real. It's all in that I feel. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's life heading your way.
Paradise, roll on, roll on. Meet me there, roll on.
Yes, indeed, Friday. And of course, once again, just to remind you, Clint is filming this for Instagram Live. Well worth checking it out if it's safe to do so on Instagram Live, because the creation that has been put together, I tell you something.
Oh, I tell you this.
We are properly impressed.
It's the presentation again, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we've done a lot of deep fried things or whatever. And the idea of a deep fried cookie ball, hey, I mean, it sounded great, but look at the presentation. If you can see this on Instagram Live, if you got served that,
yeah,
if you got handed that in a restaurant, you'd be more than happy.
Honestly, like, I'd be there going, keep the main course.
It's beautiful. Anyway, listen, we're in the company of the Artie Baker. It is Roman Tessier and his lovely wife Suzanne is with us as well. They are the Artie Baker. And so this was literally your cookie dough that you pre-prepared.
It is, yeah.
Just so dipped in your batter.
Exactly.
And then
I just prepared a batter this morning, took the cookie dough from the bakery, and just deep fried it for you. So.
It looks fantastic. Now, PJ, you're dying to get stuck in.
Covered in white dust that I'm sure has a different name, and some chocolate sauce.
There's probably an official name for white dust, isn't there?
Icing sugar.
Icing sugar.
That's the one.
Icing sugar.
Right, well, you get stuck into trying that, right? I'm going to talk to Roman about the Artie Baker. So, because, as I mentioned, I mean, your CV is incredible. I mean, head baker at the Savoy and Hotel Cafe Royale in London, and lots of 5-star hotel stuff. And so, what was the arc to here? You've been all over the world. You've been in the Middle East. You've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere, exactly. And then the COVID happened, so I came back to Europe actually from the Middle East. And my lovely wife found a job in Ireland, in Dublin. So we moved here. And then decided to open a bakery.
Brilliant. And it's going really well because you've got Sandymount, Kimmage, Dalkey and Grand Canal.
Exactly,
yeah, is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
So they're all Artie Baker outlets.
All Artie Baker, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a wine bar on the way, isn't there?
It's a wine bar, yeah. It's called Le Petit Renard, or LPR. It'll be actually in Kimmage, just across the road from our bakery. That will be open the first weekend of May.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. And the other thing is, apart from you actually, and by the way, if you are watching this on Instagram Live, you'll be able to see some of the fantastic creations that Roman normally does. Proper stuff that isn't deep fried.
Oh, I tell
by
you
the
something.
Way, what's the verdict?
It is the most decadent thing I've ever had in my mouth.
Is
ever.
It?
Yeah, it's
totally luscious.
Oh, I swear to God, yeah. It's like it's really difficult to talk now that I have that.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Will you continue there? Yeah, I'll continue chatting.
I will
chatting.
Do. I'll leave the professional stuff to you as usual, if you don't mind.
So for those who aren't familiar with it, by the way, you can check out all of Roman's stuff on at Artie Baker on Insta or artiebaker.com on the website. So what is what's the kind of premise? What's the concept of the Artie Baker?
The concept is really a classic French bakery. You know, so we have all the classic, the croissant, the pain au chocolat, the baguette, the real classical French bakery. But then we like to put twist on things. So like the pastry, different flavors, colors, a bit more millennials kind of bakery.
And you have a kind of a teaching element as well sometimes. Like, I know within the industry you'll do a lot of work as well, but as well as the actual creation, you do teach as well, don't you?
Well, I do teach. I teach most of my staff, you know. I have to come up with the recipes and then train them and all that. But teaching is part of it.
Wow. Always. I tell you something, fair play. I mean,
so good.
Running all of these outlets and then you're about to take on the wine bar. I mean, do you ever... Have you ever thought about sleeping at all?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Do you not like fun? No, you don't like fun.
No, I mean, my job is fun, you know, so it keeps me awake. Yeah. But, yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm happy with it.
By the way, I have to say, I'm looking forward to... We have a girl who works with us called Emily who has said that this sea salt croissant that you...
I brought some just for her, because I knew she liked it.
Yeah, well,
she's not getting them. I'm having them, because I absolutely adore good croissant.
I brought a few bits for you. So the honey sea salt, there's some savory ham and cheese, and like, you know, the new one we've done this weekend actually is a salted caramel brownie Danish. So it's a brownie and caramel sauce baked into a croissant.
That's me.
I knew you like chocolate.
Can I just point out, this is my moment now, can I just point out how Roman said croissant there?
Yeah.
He said croissant.
No, I know.
I'm sorry, you want to hear the stick I get because I say croissant.
He's the George Hamilton of croissant. He's tries to replicate everything.
Anyway, so listen, so the new wine bar, I'll let you pronounce it because you do far better than
Le Petit Renard.
That's going to open the first week of May.
First weekend of May.
And that will be opposite the Artie Baker in Kimmage.
In Kimmage.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant, so you've got Sandymount, you've got Kimmage, you've got Dalkey, you've got Grand Canal. All the details, artiebaker.com or on Insta at Artie Baker. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you
very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
I'm going to try your creation, and then I'm literally going to take all of the sea salt croissants.
I'm telling you, Jim, this is it. We're doomed this week. You know that. We're doomed.
This is Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
With PJ and Jim.
Weekends on Radio Nova. There's just something about them. Get the cool. It all starts with Dee Wood's Friday Night 80s from 7 p.m. and the live and dangerous Friday Night Rock Show from 10.
Jerry Healy kickstarts your Saturday from 7 a.m. And from 10, we're live with Nobby at Windsor Airside Nissan and Peugeot. Andy Clark keeps the music rolling through the afternoon
before Greg Cochran sets up the seriously addictive Saturday soundtrack.
Is it any wonder Radio Nova has become one of Dublin's most listened to radio stations each and every weekend? Seriously addictive?
It has to be Radio Nova.
With Windsor Airside Nissan and Peugeot. Drive happy with a 3-year warranty across a massive selection of Windsor certified used cars. Windsor.ie. I'm
making a move. Thinking about saying goodbye to diesel? Making the move to hybrid is easier than ever, thanks to Toyota Approved Used. Choose from an extensive range of used Toyota hybrids, including the iconic Corolla and the bold and beautiful Toyota CHR. Tested and approved by Ireland's most trusted car brand, all our cars come with a 12-month comprehensive warranty. With flexible payment options available, talk to your dealer about Toyota Approved Used. Toyota, built for a better world.
Terms and conditions apply.
So, what's on the holiday wish list this year?
Incredible European destinations.
Oh, nice.
Thrilling excursions with expert guides.
Amazing.
Exceptional company.
Of course.
And someone to plan it all for me, start to finish. None of the usual running around.
I'll call the professionals at Travel Department for that one.
Guided group tours to hundreds of destinations with flights, accommodation and everything arranged for you. Book today at traveldepartment.com with great special offers. Travel Department. Let's see more.
Go SIM-free with Harvey Norman and break free from long and expensive network contracts. Like the Xiaomi Redmi Note 12 Pro Plus smartphone with AI features in its camera system to automatically enhance every shot. Was €499, now €399, save €100. Or capture incredible pictures while enjoying a long battery life with the Google Pixel 7a smartphone. Just €449. With flexible payment options and our best prices guaranteed, why shop anywhere else? Harvey Norman, your SIM-free phone specialists.
Public Service Broadcasting. Live at 3 Olympia Theatre on October 13th. Tickets from £41.70 on sale now from Ticketmaster.ie. Additional charges may apply.
Retro, go. Fido, go. Guidance, go. Control. No.
Public Service Broadcasting, live at 3 Olympia. Tickets on sale now.
Bored in your current job? Want to work somewhere more exciting? Like in the medtech sector? Then you're in luck. Because at Siemens Health and Ears and Swords, we're hiring. We're looking for experienced operators and technicians to join our fantastic team at Siemens, Swords in North Dublin. Why choose us? We offer competitive wages, excellent benefits like on-site restaurant and gym, comprehensive training and opportunities for career advancement. Find out more at jobs.siemens-healthandears.com/careers.
Irish Bike Racing is back. Catch the Principal Insurance Masters Championship at Mandela Park, April 20th and 21st. 2 days of thrilling action featuring Principal Insurance Superbike and Supersport and Megabike Super Twins. For tickets, see masterssuperbike.ie. Mandela
Park! Whatever the weather, however quick it changes, you'll be prepared for any outdoor adventure with 53 degrees north. Because, as we like to say, there's no such thing as bad weather when you've got good gear. And with top outdoor brands like the North Face, Columbia, Patagonia, and more, we have everything you need to stay happy when you're out. So get ready for adventure at 53 degrees north in Blanchardstown and Carrick Mines or online at 53degreesnorth.ie.
And now, let's get back to seriously addictive music at breakfast. It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim, only on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Got my orange crush.
Don't color me.
I've got
Radio Nova Instant Traffic.
We'll start in Wicklow this time. There's debris on the M11. It's northbound. It's between Junction 21, which is Arklow South, and Junction 20, which is Arklow North. So you can watch out for that. Latest busy spots, inbound traffic on Old Kilmainham and James's Street. Apparently congested from the South Circular Road Junction. Also, Kimmage Road northbound. That's slow approaching Harold's Cross Park. And the Navan Road inbound, apparently busy now from the train station bridge. Any updates you have for us? 087-18-18-100, of course. Nova Traffic is with Windsor Airside Nissan, where happy drivers save big with the certified scrappage scheme. Windsor.ie.
Radio Nova.
News update.
Good morning. Israel's launched an attack on Iranian soil in the latest tit-for-tat exchange between the two hated enemies, threatening to drag the Middle East deeper into conflict. The United States also vetoing a Palestinian request for full membership of the UN last night. Gardaí will target speeding motorists. The latest national slowdown day underway since 7. There'll be high visibility speed enforcement around the country's road network. A 16-year-old boy has been charged with a terrorism offence for allegedly stabbing an Assyrian church bishop in Sydney during a church service on Monday. The latest small and medium enterprise monitor from the Banking Payments Federation suggests more government supports will be required in order to ensure viability. And the ubiquitous, relentless billionaire pop princess Taylor Swift releasing a surprise second album this morning. The Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, an extended version of her album which came out at 5 a.m. our time, featuring 15 new tracks and already receiving strong reviews. No English representation in the Europa League final in Dublin next month. Liverpool won last night against Atalanta but were knocked out 3-1 on aggregate. West Ham with a 1-1 draw at Bayer Leverkusen, who advanced to their semi-final. But Aston Villa kept up English representation in the Conference League semi-finals after their win last night on penalties over Lille. Richie Murphy has his first home game as interim Ulster head coach against Cardiff later on this evening. And Seamus Power with a fine round of 65 of the RBC Heritage in South Carolina. A dull start with drizzle, cloud breaking up, bringing with it sunshine through the day. Temperatures 13 or 14 degrees. You're up to date on Radio Nova. I forgot.
Radio Nova with BJ and Jim. It's Morning Glory. Thanks to InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialist. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie. 19 minutes to 9. Happy Friday, folks. Big thanks once again to Romain Tessier, the Artie Baker. The stuff that they brought in for us today was just... You've already indulged in one of those...
raspberry tart thingamy circles.
Yes.
Raspberry thingamy circle. I think that's what it's called.
You may not find that particular listing on the website, but trust me.
Should be.
It's fantastic. It's glorious. I'm trying to give Clint the eye there to, you know, maybe get the old coffee in there so I can get stuck into me croissants. But anyway.
Yeah, we want 3 bites of everything.
Delicious. You can check it out on Instagram at @artiebaker or artiebaker.com to check out the website. They look fantastic. And of course, Sandymount, Kimmage, Dalkey and Grand Canal is where you'll find the actual outlets. If you've got obviously, we're not that far away from exam season again.
No, we're knocking on the
it's
door.
It's only a few weeks really away, isn't it, for a lot of the kind of exams are going to kick in or whatever. So this, if you're somebody who has somebody within the family doing exams, this may come as either good or bad news.
Yeah. Well, if your second name is Andrews or...
Byrne,
you're probably okay, you know. Even if you're a Cartwright or a... Deegan. You're okay.
Yeah, it's Elaney.
You're okay. You're okay. And what have they got in common? Well, they're all A, B, C, D, down to E, right? And there's a weird sort of correlation here. They can't figure out why, but they reckon that researchers in the University of Michigan say students with surnames that come later in the alphabet receive worse grades.
Later in the alphabet?
Yeah, so if you're A, B, C, D, or E, you get about 0.3 higher grades out of 100 possible points compared to when they're sort of graded... randomly, and then contrasting that, students whose surnames begin with letters that are way down the end, like, you know, if you're an XYZ person, your chances are you get lower scores in tests.
An XYZ?
Yeah, if your name was Jim Zazabe, for instance.
Or Young, if Young was your surname.
Young, yeah, you're in trouble, yeah, yeah. And if your second name was Xylophone, you're really in an awful state. For loads of reasons.
So the earlier you are in the alphabet, the better you do at the exams.
And they can't really figure out why. They can't figure out why that disparity is there. Like, it are people who, I guess, names that come from W all the way down. If your name is Waters, are you an Aegis? Well, who knows?
Who knows?
Or is it because testers, when they're testing people, it tends to be... because of its alphabetical order, and then they run out of motivation and get more critical as they go on. Who knows?
Wow.
Who knows?
So they haven't given a reason for it. They're just saying it's a funny occurrence.
It's an observation. It's an observation, yeah. So there you go.
And how, is it only at the very tips? Like, because let's face it, you're a Gallagher.
Yeah, yeah. So
which is quite early in there.
It's early enough. You know what I mean? Things, yeah.
I'm a McCabe. Which is kind of, you know...
You're way down. There's no wonder.
I was going to say middling.
Oh, you're way down. You joke. I mean, it's no wonder you're cognitive.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're saying that when it comes to exams...
Yeah, yeah.
Do you really... You're going to use that as an example?
Well, I think we are. I mean, we can't say anything about me. I've never done one. So we don't know how that would have gone. We don't know. You know.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no empirical proof.
There's no empirical proof. Yeah. There's nothing there. There's nothing to walk off, you know. I've never...
Whereas I've done quite a few and they've thankfully, touch wood, they've gone okay.
Okay. D-plus type of thing. Sort of a situation, was it?
Really?
Possible.
Can't believe I'm getting these particular stones thrown from you.
What were your lines anyway? I must not do drive-bys after school.
The man who literally went to school with the Bashtri kids is giving me a hard time.
I'm just saying,
I mean, I'm sure there's loads of reasons that could be disproved. There must be lots of people who went on to become like famous scientists or inventors or whatever, and they were the latter. I mean,
I'm trying to think of some though, and I can't. I'm thinking of the great Tesla.
What did Tesla do? The lightning electricity thing.
He invented the electric car. And I'm trying to think, like, Beethoven, genius in music.
Yeah, well, okay, that's earlier. Grant you that.
Einstein, he's pretty high up the ladder there. Oppenheimer, that's, you know, these are all lads. Oppenheimer, he blew it, in fairness. That's probably why he's in the middle of the album. Created something brilliant and then it ended up being a weapon.
Why can't I think? There must be somebody.
There's nobody down the end I can think of. I can't think of any. Boris Yeltsin, worst leader ever. Remember, he was jarred and couldn't get off the plane and everything. Remember that?
Yeah.
So there's an example of it. It all seems to be adding up, if you ask me.
God, maybe there is something in it.
You know, tell you something.
I'm genuinely now, I'm So come on, I can't believe the Nova Nation isn't helping us out with this here.
I'm just waiting for someone to call me ZJ Zagadar.
Isaac Newton?
Yeah, but that's still serious. That's your son of Midland.
Thank God for that now. Somebody saved the day. Mark Zuckerberg. There's Zuckerberg with a Z.
Yeah, but sure, he's a bit of a halfwit. He just robbed everything, didn't he? He's a thief, like. Yeah. He just robbed his mate's ideas. Isn't that sort of the plan with him?
Fair point.
Bill Gates.
Plus the fact that in fairness...
Elon Musk.
W.B. Yeats. Well done, Colm. W.B. Yeats. Genius.
That's his...
Mind that, you, in fairness, he
that's
did...
That's his pen
did
name.
Poetry, like, in fairness. You know what I mean?
No, like, we can all write poems, like.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a young man called... Yeah, exactly.
There was a young man called Zalliger. Who once went to the town of Zulliger.
It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Some music is made to be played on vinyl. That's why we bring you inside the vinyl vault 7 days a week on Radio Nova.
So come on in, sit back and savor seriously addictive music as it should be heard in the Radio Nova Vinyl Vault.
With therecordhub.com, your local online vinyl store. 100% Irish and direct to your door.
This is Radio Nova.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, the Wild God Tour. An extra date added. Three Arena, November 13th. Tickets from €65 go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Maybe subject to fees. Presented by Aiken Promotions.
Every year about 2,600 people in Ireland get bowel cancer. Bowel screening helps to reduce your risk of developing it. The age range for bowel screen is changing. If you're aged 59 to 69, register for a free bowel screen test kit. Once you've done the test at home, return it by free post and we'll test your sample. If you need follow-up tests, we'll let you know. Register today at bowelscreen.ie or free phone 1800 45 45 55 from the HSE.
Katie isn't worried about the difference between PVC and UPVC windows. She's more worried that she doesn't know what PVC is. At Fairco, we know buying windows can be confusing, but we're here to help. Drop into our Santry showroom today to claim up to 35% off windows and doors during our spring sale, with finance now available. Find out more at fairco.ie.
Limits hold us back. Limits tell us what we can't achieve. At Cupra, our ambition has no limits. Introducing the Cupra Zero Limits event from April 15th to the 30th. Explore the latest Cupra models and offers. Choose your own power, whether it's petrol, diesel, plug-in hybrid or full electric. Discover our incredible Zero Limit offers this April at Bright Cupra Airside Motor Park.
Public Service Broadcasting. Live at 3 Olympia Theatre on October 13th. Tickets from €41.70 on sale now from Ticketmaster.ie. Additional charges may apply.
Repco, go. Fido, go. Guidance, go. Control, go.
Public Service go. Broadcasting, go. Gently, live go. At 3 Olympia.
Go. Surgeon,
tickets
go.
On sale now.
Charge into summer with TUI. Choose from a beach cruise or city break or Mexico, flying direct from Dublin. Holiday sorted. TUI, live happy.
Step into spring with Easy Living Interiors' incredible mid-season sale. Step into our showrooms and save with massive clearance discounts on sofas, dining, bedroom and accessories. Plus an extra 10% off all display furniture while stocks last. And step into your garden again with our stunning collection of summer-ready furniture. From chic dining sets to cozy loungers. The mid-season sale at Easy Living Interiors. Sandyford Nace, Liffey Valley and Gulliver's Retail Park Santry. Now on.
And we're back
with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
And seriously addictive music at breakfast on Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Hey!
it's all the same. I have traveled through so many towns. Don't know why, don't know where, don't care less, it's all the same.
With PJ and Jim Aslan's Crazy World, 5 to 9. Happy Friday, folks. Tomas has just come in and won the day by disproving that theory that whoever it was thought up about, you know, people later in the alphabet,
yeah,
not necessarily
excelling
in exams or whatever like that. Carol Vorderman.
Ah, well, there's the
maths genius from Countdown.
An exception to the rule.
Who, of course, won Rear of the Year once.
Oh,
and that's an exam of sorts.
That's terrible.
So,
that's why.
Prove the point.
I just don't know if I'd be.
Maths genius, probably had to do loads of exams for that.
And you win an award.
And then won Rear of the Year, yet another exam won.
It's very degrading.
Brilliant.
You shouldn't be doing that, dude.
Brilliant.
I mean, just I'd love to win Rear of the Year, but I just don't deserve it. That's. You deserve it more than you deserve a maths award, though.
Anyway, on the way after 9 o'clock. Right, so we got tickets. Final day to win the tickets to see Guns N' Roses legend Duff McKagan at the Academy in September. They're going on sale today. Also, of course, we will find out how you become the third and final qualifying couple for the ball and the bag. Details on the way. We had our second couple qualified with Pat Courtney yesterday. So the final couple, we'll give you details of how. Bit of a twist on this one. Bit different than the triple play, but we'll tell you all about it after nine. And of course, our man at the movies, Clint Dreeberg, is going to be here too.
It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova. Nova Drive with Pat Courtney.
Mad rain coming in sideways.
Bren was on to me about it yesterday. He said, Pat, between wind and rain, this country will be a world-class rice producer with free electricity.
Yes!
will be a nation of rice paddies. Rice paddies.
Oh, God.
Rice paddies.
Please just shut up.
Driving you home. Weekdays from 3 on Radio Nova.
With Honda. Self-charging, show-stopping, stand back and stare. Shh. It's the new Honda CR-V Hybrid. Visit honda.ie.
Limits hold us back. Limits tell us what we can't achieve. At Cupra, our ambition has no limits. Introducing the Cupra Zero Limits event from April 15th to the 30th. Explore the latest Cupra models and offers. Choose your own power, whether it's petrol, diesel, plug-in hybrid or full electric. Discover our incredible Zero Limit offers this April at Bright Cupra Airside Motor Park.
New this week in Home Store and More. All lightweight luggage is all half price. That's right, half price. But better hurry, because when all the half price lightweight luggage is gone, it's gone. Also, all mops and buckets and all mattress protectors are still all half price. But when all the half price mops and buckets and all the half price mattress protectors are gone, they're definitely gone. Drop by your local Home Store and More. Visit us online at homestoreandmore.ie. Home Store and More. A happy home.
They're coming home. The winners. The heroes. The champions. Join us for the very best of Irish racing across 5 days at one of Ireland's favourite events, the Punchestown Festival. A day out like no other. Only down the road, but a world away. With great sport, live music and brilliant crack. Punchestown Festival, April 30th to May 4th. Tickets from €30 at punchestown.com.
It all begins with a thrump. As the needle nestles into a deep valley of vinyl, sizzle and crackle turns into fizzle and scratch, and the mesmerizing